From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. If you work for a company that offers full pension and retiree health benefits, consider yourself lucky, at least for now. In a trend showing no signs of letting up, financially sound companies are moving away from pension plans, and American workers aren't guaranteed they'll receive full retirement benefits. The latest bombshell came from Verizon Communications last week. The nation's top phone company announced it will stop contributing to pension plans for 50,000 of its non-unionized managers. And beginning the 1st of January, newly hired managers won't get pensions at all. Other corporation giants are expected to follow suit. More on why in a moment. But first, a former Verizon manager is speaking out against the new policy. Janice Winston is a 53-year-old single mom who lives in Philadelphia. She worked for 29 years as an engineer at Verizon. Janice, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
This has been going on for you for some time in terms of trying to, quote, make Verizon do the right thing by workers. Talk to me about how it started for you.
It started for me in 1995. Verizon changed our defined benefit plan to a cash balance plan, and that was in September. In August, I had lost my son to cancer. So when I got the information, I didn't really pay attention to it too much. I kind of looked at it, glanced at it, and put it away. If you fast forward to 1999, IBM was having a problem with their company changing their defined benefit plan to a cash balance plan, and they started speaking out about it. That made me and a number of employees at Verizon go back and look at our cash balance plan. And that's when we really realized how devastating the change was going to be for us.
Talk to me about bottom line dollars, if you will, and compare the two plans. What kind of dollar difference were you talking about?
For me, it was a $215,000 difference in my defined benefit plan and the cash balance plan.
And in terms of fighting a company like Verizon, there would be others who would suggest that American workers feel that they just have to knuckle under and take it. Why did you decide to step up and be vocal?
Because I felt violated. I felt that I had spent my whole career at a company that had told me for my whole career that they would take care of me. And in return for that, I would do the best job that I could do for them, and that's what I did. And at the 11th hour, close to my time to retire, I found out that they were pulling the rug from under me.
All right. Well, Janice Winston of the Pension Rights Center of Washington, D.C., thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.